everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my co-host, Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, it's a bit grey and miserable here, which is par for the course of Jones in the UK, isn't it? But no, it's all good. Yeah, not too bad at all. How about yourself?
Good. I saw on LinkedIn or somewhere that there's one Monday every year that is like Blue Monday or something. It's like the worst Monday, the worst day of the entire year. And that was just this past Monday. Yeah, I was fine, but
it's weird. I believe in all that kind of nonsense. I call it nonsense, other people do. But I must admit, this Monday, I did feel a bit flat. Not going to lie. I did feel a bit flat.
I think this Monday, there was a lot going on in the world that leaves you shaking your head. But
yeah, it was a true blue. It was a true blue Monday this year. Yeah.
But we won't get into that because
we don't do politics on it.
Not unless it comes out of my mouth without me thinking like about
it
first.
I don't anyway.
Most of the politics come from me before I even think about it.
Yeah,
I'm cursed. Anyways, moving into it. Actually, unfortunately, this week we've got all sorts of fee raises. We'll start with the Home Office fee raise.
The Home Office in the UK has proposed an increase in the electronic travel authorisation fee, taking it from £10 up to £16. The rise is among a range of measures aimed at reducing the reliance of the migration and border systems on taxpayer funding. Now, the proposed changes laid before Parliament on Thursday will provide the flexibility to increase the maximum fee that can be charged on a range of immigration and nationality products and services, said the Home Office. The Home Office said ETAs will deliver a more streamlined digital immigration system, which will be quicker and more secure for the millions of people who pass through the UK border each year. They are in line with approach to border security taken by many other countries, including the US and Australia. However, the Tourism Alliance Executive Director Richard Toomer has attacked the fee hike, saying this is especially a kick in the teeth for our European visitors, just as they are required for the first time ever to apply for advance permission to travel to the UK. And the cost for doing so has been put up by 60%. Now, even before this hike to £16 per person, the UK ETA was already an additional cost for travellers and, crucially, uncompetitive against the EU's own forthcoming travel authorization scheme. Both in terms of cost, the EU's is €7 compared to the UK's now £16, and also the validity period, 3 years for the EU's system and 2 years for the UK's.
Everything is going up. Even any of the platforms that I use for Yachting International Radio, straight across the board, we're looking at increases of 3, 4, 5, 6 euros. And it all adds up at the end of the day. It all adds up.
We got it as well. That's a hell of a jump as well, from £10 to 60% increase overnight, basically, as well. So, yeah, it is quite a lot.
So moving on to the next pay increase, and this shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody, carry-on bags.
Yeah, so a major airline has sparked fury after announcing he's going to start charging for carry-on bags. While paying for checked luggage has become normal for many airlines, especially budget ones, being able to take a carry-on bag usually doesn't cost any more as long as it's not too heavy. But now a big name says it's going to be cracking down. From January, Air Canada says it will start charging economy passengers to bring anything larger than a handbag or small backpack aboard many flights. That means you're likely to have to pay for a popular wheelie suitcase used by many flyers. Air Canada confirmed the changes for economy basic fares on its website for flying within the USA, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Canada. Now, on certain itineraries, the fare will no longer include a standard carry-on bag, it said. Air Canada economy basic fare tickets purchased on or after January the 3rd this year will no longer include the carry-on baggage. Also, along with that, another major carrier in United Airlines have also followed suit, allowing only small backpacks that fits under the seat in front as included luggage. To take a wheelie bag or lap case as an extra bag will set you back $35. That's if you have the basic economy fare. The reality is, if two major airlines have started to do it, the rest are going to follow suit. So probably within the next 6 months, you're going to hear of a lot more airlines starting to charge you for taking on carry-on bags as well.
I'm really disappointed in Air Canada, because usually I'm a champion of anything Canadian, but for them to be the leader in this, frankly, ticks me off, Canada.
Yeah, it's a bit naughty. I think too.
Didn't they have some sort of things going on last year in the U.S. that was like big congressional things where they were talking about that carry-on luggage and how they were paying staff members just as people would come in, they would put them in that, either they would have something to weigh them or they would put them in that, I don't know, it's a pre-made thing that you've got to put your bag in to see. Yeah. And so they would have people there trying to make just even the slightest difference. And they were paid like a percentage per bag that they would force the passengers to put in the luggage as opposed to carry on.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's one of the US carriers. I can't remember which one it is off the top of my head. But yeah, they had put an incentive in place for check-in staff of $16 per bag that they found was over the weight or over the size restrictions and making people check in. So yeah, they were incentivizing their staff to find people who had bags that were too big.
So it's no kidding that they're moving because they got caught up on it, right? They got caught up on it. And so the world was seeing this. So they're like saying, forget that, then we're just going to charge because, and it wasn't just one carrier. It was a variety. It was like generally across the board, the low cost carriers. And some of the people that were asking the questions were like, so, you know, if a bag is fine on the way there and I've got exactly the same stuff in that bag and it's the same size on the way back, but then all of a sudden it's not big enough. And then when you tell me how much you're going to charge me, it's different than my wife's over there who's being charged. You know, it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. And I think we're getting to a stage now where we're paying so much more for absolutely everything as they try to squeeze every last penny out of the regular working class. And eventually the regular working class isn't going to exist because they ain't going to have any pennies left because you've taken it all. And then
exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. It's crazy now that your airfare literally is just guaranteeing you a place on the flight. It's not guaranteeing you a seat, the seat that you want, because you have to pay for that. It's not guaranteeing you any luggage because you have to pay for that. Carry-on bags now, you're going to have to pay for that. Food, okay, most major carriers at the moment still include food, but the low cost don't. It wouldn't surprise me that once they've bought in this about the carry-on bags, then they start to charge for food. They'll have differing options of food that they'll put on the flight. It's all about making, with any company, I guess it's all about making money, isn't it? But the airline industry does seem to be eking every last penny, like you say, out of the people who are traveling with them.
That even goes along with them overbooking their flights, banking on the fact that some people aren't going to show up. So they actually make more money than what they would if they had a full plane. And then when they get caught out, it's nobody's fault. It's not theirs, that's for sure. It's not their fault at all. It's regular practice. And we've got to start holding these people accountable. It's got to go back to fair practice. It's got to go back to the customer is always right. The customer, and I know the customer isn't always right, but I think it's better to err on the side of the customer than it is to err on the side of another CEO buying his own second private jet and his 10th home on a Caribbean island.
Exactly right.
And I promise no politics. You knew you couldn't get through it without a little bit of politics, right?
You done well. You lasted about 7 minutes.
And Cathay Pacific has some news.
Yeah, Hong Kong flag carrier Cathay Pacific will resume nonstop services between Hong Kong and Rome as from the 5th of June 2025. It's just in time for the mid-season. Operated as a free-time weekly summer seasonal service, the Hong Kong-Rome route will be Cathay Pacific's second direct connection between its home hub and Italy. The One World member currently operates 5 return flights per week to Milan, increasing to daily this summer also. Now, the flights between Hong Kong and Rome will operate every Monday, Thursday and Saturday. The group has now announced 6 cities that will be joining its global passenger network in 2025. In addition to Rome, Cathay have launched direct flights to Hyderabad in March, Dallas in April, Munich in June and Brussels in August this year.
And JetBlue has some news.
Yeah, so JetBlue, the U.S. Department of Transportation, the DOT, is fining JetBlue $2 million in a first ever penalty for what it considers to have been chronically delayed flights. Now, half of the penalty will go to compensate JetBlue customers affected by the airline's delays or any future delays within the next year. Those affected will receive at least $75 for the delay. The other half of the penalty will go straight to the U.S. Treasury. Now, the DOT rules prohibit airlines from making unrealistic flight schedules that they cannot actually carry out, basically calling it an unfair, deceptive and anti-competitive practice that disrupts passengers' travel plans, denies them reliable scheduling information and allows airlines to unfairly capture business from competitors by misleading consumers. Now, under the rules, a flight is chronically delayed if it is flown at least 10 times a month and arrives over half an hour later more than 50% of the time. Now, JetBlue operated four chronically delayed flights at least 145 times, with each flight being chronically delayed for at least 5 months in a row.
Wow. See, the industry needs to be monitored. I'm not saying that making money is a bad thing. It's just, come on. You're literally scamming. This is fraud. Scam at the highest level and government sanctioned almost to that extent because nobody's cracking down on them properly.
Exactly right. Yeah. Delays are going to happen. There's a multitude of reasons why delays to flights can happen. It could be an airline. It could be an airport. It could be something completely out of control of both. But when you can see the figures laid out as bare as that, that 50% of the time it's delayed 145 times, then there's something but gone wrong with the planning of those flights, whether on purpose or not. So it's good to see that it's been clamped down on.
Definitely. And of course, I want to mention that if you've got a crew and you have any crew questions, please do send Lee an email or a message. We'll leave all of his information below this interview when it airs. Lee, I want to say thank you once again for bringing us all the travel update.
Always a pleasure.
I know. We'll see you again next week, correctly?
Yep, definitely. Yep, next week.
All right. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. And on behalf of Lee and myself, we'll see you again next week.